Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You have the opportunity to download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Take advantage of the many talk show programs we have to offer you. Okay, now if you would like to connect with myself or my guest during this hour, if you have any questions or would like to make any comments, please call 740-383-9944. Also, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. And believe it or not, Pastor Jackie Peterson is our guest today, and we thank God for gracing her with her presence. And I will be turning my attention to her in just a moment. Also, we have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with your real estate needs, with 25 years of experience working for you. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I like to start my show off with a thought for today, and I'm going to share that with you in just one moment here. I don't know where you are at, but it's so cold and rainy here in Marion, Ohio. We have a big storm coming our way. And the thought for today is titled, Give Blessings. Good thing we have Pastor Jackie Peterson with us today. She's going to bless us too. So we're looking forward to that. Okay, now let me bring this up. We are all blessed with life and all the opportunities it brings, though most of us forget to notice. But we also have blessings to give. In fact, the opportunity to give our blessings may be the greatest blessing of all. By bestowing our good wishes, encouraging, empowering others, we bless. And when we do, they return a thousandfold. Bless and be blessed. Thank you for listening to that. And thank you for listening to our show today. Pastor Jackie Peterson, how are you today?
I am wonderful. How are you, Mrs. Linda?
Doing fine.
Good.
Trying to get used to this new year.
I know. It's just amazing because it's a new year, just February, and it seems like we've been in this new year for a long time, but then again it seems like Christmas was just around the corner.
That's
so it's different right now.
Yes, but it's very
2020
different.
You'll never see those double digits again for probably 1,000 years.
Wow.
2020.
Someone was saying that the 2020 would be 100 years, and it would read the same way.
Wow.
2020, 2002, 2002, 101
years. Isn't that something?
Years.
101
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they say that 2020 means perfect vision.
Yes. That's the theme for our ministry anyways this year is vision, validation, and victory. We want to be able to see clear this year, and I believe that when we can see, we want to make sure that we're validated by God, knowing who we are.
Right.
And once we're validated, then we have the victory. So we're excited about this year. We are.
That's great.
We are.
That's great. And I know a lot of people are wondering what has the Lord shared with you about this fascinating new year we have.
Yeah, we just need to be able to really, when I say see, that to me that means wise, wisdom, you know, you're seeing clearer, meaning you're going after wisdom, making the better decisions, right decisions, instead of being blindsided so much. You've got spirit of discernment. You're asking God to help you not to walk. You know how we walk sometimes. We just really just, you're just walking, not paying any attention. Mm-hmm. We want this year to be able to pay attention to what's happening so that we can make better quality decisions in our lives to see better.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. That makes a lot of sense. And I've heard several other predictions for the year 2020. And of course, everyone wants to know, is Christ coming back this year? And
well, we don't
what
know.
What should we look for?
we don't know. We just be also ready because we don't know.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
We don't know. I mean, the signs are there, some of the things that's happening, but we still don't know. Only the Father knows when he's coming back.
Right.
You know, so many have tried to predict that, as you know, and it didn't happen. So, well, we just need to live right, live holy, live righteous, treat our neighbors right.
Yes, absolutely.
When you were first coming on, you were talking about give blessings. And the quote that you read talked about encouraging and empowering. And that's something, because that's part of the mission in our church mission, you know, is to encourage and empower people. So I was happy when you said that, because we're getting ready on Friday. We're having our first leaders and members conference, where we come in and we really look and see what we need to restructure or whatever. So I'm looking at the ministries to see, are we really encouraging? Are we really empowering in the ministry? So that was kind of like a confirmation when you said encouraging and empowering. I'm like, oh, yes, those two words. I was just pulling them out today out of our actual church mission.
Yes.
So,
yes, and that, they're so important to be encouraged.
Yes.
I spoke on that yesterday, and empowering, I left that out.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
You know, like you say, wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Crying in the street.
Yes. Crying in the street.
Wanting someone to listen.
Wanting somebody to listen.
To pay attention.
Yes.
I'm trying to tell you what to do and how to do it.
Right. Right.
We don't want to listen.
We don't want to listen.
We're too busy going our own way.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially those ones that you know, not to say that older people are old wise, because you've heard the term old fools, and I hate to say that, but they have, some of them have wisdom, and we really need to just listen, and you can learn so much just sitting and talking with an individual.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's so true. Because as you and I know, we're on other, what you call it, not just programs, but other entities.
Yeah,
we work together.
Yeah, we're advocating
mm-hmm. and we're trying to help the youth and
yes.
you know, some of the situations that people of color face, mm-hmm. minority groups here in Marion, Ohio.
Yes.
And we had heard about the youth.
Yes.
The younger youth.
Or
getting out of control.
Yeah, not the high schoolers.
Right, the youth.
But
I mean,
the
like,
youth. So
between 10 mm-hmm. and 14 years
yes.
old, and we're like wondering, well, what's going on?
Yeah.
You know.
It's truly an attack of the enemy, and the Bible speaks about us, Satan desires to sift them as wheat, and I say Satan desires to sift out young people as wheat.
True.
So we have to constantly lift them up, because they face so much more than what we face.
Oh,
and I
yes.
think we've maybe talked about this before. Things are so different now. You know, I'm sure our parents probably said things were different then, but they are. They're dealing with more stress, I think, than what we deal with. But we still have to be able to make deposits into them, encourage them,
true.
And not just let them raise themselves. I'm noticing, Miss Linda, that parents aren't parenting the way they used to, or way we did. You
right.
know, it's more or less like they give them a tablet and put it in their hands, and mm-hmm. just let them go with the tablet. But where's the communication at? How are we teaching our children how to communicate? Mm-hmm. How are we teaching our children to respect those that may not look like them?
Right.
You know, don't have the same skin tone as them. Where's the parenting coming in? Are we interested in what they're doing in school, or are we just, they just come home, go in their rooms, and shut the doors? How are we talking? How are we showing them how to love?
Right.
And then we expect them to know how. Well, if we haven't done it, haven't showed them how, we can't expect them to be able to give it out. You're talking about giving blessings.
Yes.
You know, if we're not blessing our children, it's hard for them to be able to bless, because they don't know what blessing looks like.
No, they don't.
They don't know what giving looks like. So that's really a tragedy to hear that our children are becoming more violent at younger ages. And that's a bad mark on our society. That means that we're not doing what
our
we're
job,
supposed
right.
to be doing, right? We're not doing our job. I was speaking to someone earlier today at the church, and they were saying that, you know, when they made that law or whatever it was, where you can't
spank
your children.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the worst things they've done, you know, because then pray out of school. So now it's like it's taken the authority out of the hands of the parents.
Right.
And which is not good. Yeah. Now they're being policed, which, you know, that to me, you know, I know we have our resource officers and all in schools, but, you know, the fact that there's a gun, the resource have a gun in school. We never did that.
Mm-mm.
And I know, again, things have changed, but what do we want our children to see?
Right.
They're seeing guns being police walking around with guns,
mm-hmm.
and we're saying there's violence in schools.
Yes.
I mean, that's another subject for another time, but
yes, it is.
What are we really saying?
Now.
Yeah.
Now, this is 2020. It just begun, really. You know, what do we have to look forward to this coming year? And you being a pastor and parishing people,
mm-hmm.
you know, a parishioner over your congregation, and you also go to other churches and affiliated with other ministers, and we all understand it's going to take a collective
right
of this of people coming together and trying to reach these young people.
Exactly.
Because we already know that now they're hiring more policemen.
Exactly.
To deal with this situation.
Exactly.
You know, so your young children, not even teenagers yet, will be policed.
They will be policed. They will be policed. And again, what kind of message is that sending to our children? You know, they got to have police in the schools. Well, and you know how the enemy is. Right. Oh, well, maybe because there's going to be more fights, you know.
Of course.
And
of course.
So
more drugs, alcohol.
More alcohol, more, you know.
Yeah,
disrespect. Yeah, yeah.
It's broad.
It's broad. It's very broad. And we really have to take a step back and see what are we doing. How are we as adults contributing to this behavior? How are we
right.
contributing to the behavior of our children? You know, granted, we had our issues when we were coming up, but it, you know, we never thought about having bulletproof backpacks.
Right.
That sounds real cool, but if you think about it, a bulletproof backpack, it's scary to me. It's very scary.
We're living in dangerous times.
We are, and perilous times. We're living in perilous times, but we as the people of God, the word says that if we who are called by his name,
right.
if we would humble ourselves,
right.
he's not talking to the sinners. He's talking about us that call his name.
Right.
We humble ourselves and seek his face, turn from our wicked ways. Then we'll hear from heaven, and then will he heal the land.
Oh.
So we got a lot to do.
Yes,
because he gave us authority in the earth.
Yes.
If you think about it, he left us in charge, but we're no place in charge.
No, because we can't do anything without him, and we still need him.
And we still need him. We need him to be in charge, but it's like we're just, you know, the world can't tell they don't know the difference, you know.
No, they can't distinguish.
Well, are you saved or are you not? We're supposed to be the light of the world.
True. And people should be able to look at you, be around you, and sense
yes.
that you are saved.
Yes, there should be a certain scent that comes off of us.
Right.
People ought to look be in Walmart and say, there's just something about you, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Not for us to boast about, but it's like, oh, great, somebody saw God in me, you know?
Amen. That's the greatest compliment that we could receive.
Yes.
Yes.
And I say all the time, let my light so shine. Let my light shine.
Yes.
So that somebody can see Christ in me. Not saying that I'm perfect, but I'm striving. You know, and that's another thing to get me. People say, oh, I'm not perfect. I don't boast about when I say I'm not perfect. It's really saying I'm not mature. So really we need to back up because perfect means mature.
Okay.
It means maturity. So right. we shouldn't boast about not being mature, really, if you think about it. Like, oh, I'm not mature.
Okay. I haven't grown at all, right?
No, I haven't grown at all.
Well, that's enlightening.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard it.
It's mature. Yeah, it's mature if you look it up. Yeah, perfect if you look that up in the scripture. Okay. You study it. I mean, it's mature.
That's just like Paul said, you know, when I was a child, you know, I thought like a child, I act like a child.
Yeah.
You know, but when I became a man, I threw away.
What did you do? You put away childish things.
Yeah.
You
so
put away.
Mature.
Yeah, he's mature in Christ.
Right.
And with maturity, there should be some wisdom. We should gain some wisdom. And even in the situation with our children, we need to seek God for wisdom on how do we help our children. Because they need help.
Yes, they do need help.
They need help. Anytime people are upset about children going to middle school, that means we're somewhere we're failing.
Oh, yes. And it's a blemish on all of us.
It is.
The elderly, the parents, the grandparents. I mean,
yeah.
Where are we at in our society today?
Yeah.
What's going through our minds? What's not? Or have we become so lazy that, you know, we don't have to get up to go, get up and go to address our grandchildren.
Right.
Even my great-grandbaby, I want her to know me, remember.
That's right.
That was great-grandma.
Absolutely.
She was like this or she was like
that,
you know.
Yeah.
And the legacy I want them to know is that I love God. I trust God. And when I address them, it's God.
That's how I feel. I say they are my seed,
right.
My grands, my great-grands. I want them to love Jesus.
That's right.
Out of everything that they can ever be, that's the most that I want them to love Jesus. I do. I want them. That's the legacy that I want to leave.
Amen.
So, and it's good because they know who I am. They know. They know, Grandma. We're going to church. You know, when they come, they know.
Because
that's what we do.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So.
And they get excited.
They
about
do.
It.
They get excited. They really do.
That's great.
It is. My great grands are in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So they were here last week for a homegoing service for the young man that passed away, the 14-year-old.
Oh, yes.
And they got an opportunity to come to church on Sunday. They got here on Friday. So my granddaughter was like, it's like, oh, they are so excited to come and hear Mama preach. And it was funny because Mama didn't preach. Somebody else preached that day, but I got a chance to introduce that individual. But she said they love to hear Mama preach. I'm like, wow. And they're like 7 and 10, and they get excited about their great-grandmother preaching. So I'm like, really? She's like, oh, they love to hear you preach, Mama. I'm like, oh, wow.
See there? You've already given them something.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yes.
They do. Our children, they do listen and they pay attention. And they're smart. Mm-hmm. Our children are smart. It's just that the enemy's trying to distract them.
Yes.
Trying to distract our children.
Yes.
But if we keep on pushing and pouring into them, yeah, they're going to be okay. But we got to put the work in.
Yes, we do have to put the work in. And I heard a sermon last night. It played Sunday morning at 5 a.m, but I didn't get to hear it till last night. And they were talking about man was made in the image and likeness of God. And that was the very thing that Satan was after.
Yeah.
That image.
The image.
That God put up on Adam.
Yeah.
You know, and it was so powerful.
Wow.
And Satan is still trying to steal that image.
He hates God so much because we already know where he's been banned to. Mm-hmm. So therefore, he hates the God in us.
Right.
So he's going to do everything that he can to come and steal, kill, and to destroy.
Oh, wow.
All three of them.
Right.
Steal, kill, and destroy. That's his job. So we really shouldn't be too surprised by what he's doing because that's what he was left down here to do. But we already know.
That's his job, huh?
That's his job. But we already know, you know, we that call on the name, we're going to be victorious. So.
And do you think if parents really realize the devil's job of killing, stealing, destroying their young people, their dreams, their visions, which, you know, we talked about the 2020 vision, mm-hmm. and their entire lives, the devil is trying to destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want church in the school.
No.
They don't even want people to talk to them about God, you know, because there's so many different opinions out there about God.
I know.
But your children need Christ.
I know. But, you know, if the parents didn't have Christ, we pray that somebody would come in the lives of the children to tell them about Christ. But, you know, if you think about it, and this may sound a little different, but even those that say they're Christians, they really don't want God. I mean, because, you know, when you're the relationship, you're not, they don't try to build the relationship. You talk about coming to church on whatever day you have it, whatever. They find things to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, why didn't people come? I did a study not too long ago about why Christians don't come to church.
Right.
And many, many, many reasons. You know, now, the children, they've got sports on Sundays. You know, when we were coming up, we didn't have sports on Sundays. They got sports on Sundays. You know, now they've got vacation. You got money. When you have money, right. You tend to go away more often.
True.
So you're taking those weekend trips, you know. Then you've got the blended families, you know, right. if some of the children have to go with the father of, you know, those. So you can't get the kids really involved in youth ministry because they got to go on Sundays here, go right. Sundays here. And of course you're working on Sunday. So there's so many reasons why, you know, and don't forget about the internet. They can stay at home.
That's true. That's true.
Internet and television. They can stay at home and watch their favorite minister on TV, or they can live stream it in.
Yeah.
They don't have to go outside. And those things are good for their, you know, in their proper place. But that fellowship together is important, you know, because it says, forsaking not the assembling of the brethren that come together.
Right.
You know, right. If you don't come see me on Sunday and look in my eyes, you don't know if I'm hurting.
True.
So how can you pray for me? And, you know, if I'm at home somewhere, my pajamas not coming together. It's just the fellowship. We don't like fellowshipping anymore.
Hmm.
We just want our own little worlds. I'm going to go to work, come home. That's it. I don't need to do anything else. But we just have to do a little bit better, I think.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. I think we need to do better because someone out there in the church needs them.
And exactly.
They're at home, like you say, on the internet or watching TV, getting their church on. But someone out in the open or out in the congregation needs
somebody you. Needs you. Absolutely.
It could have been just your testimony.
Yeah, just your testimony.
Or
you
your
never
face
know.
Or your smile or your life that you live could have inspired somebody else, like you said, to want what you got.
That's right. That's right. But we never think about it like that. And, you know, God placed gifts. There's spiritual gifts in the body. And those spiritual gifts are needed for the body.
True.
And you never know. You may have a word of wisdom, a word of knowledge, a prophecy, you know, miracles and healings.
Mm-hmm.
And you decide you don't want to be at church. And you're gifted. gift. And somebody comes in that need the gift that you possess.
Right.
So I think it's important that we spend that just those little couple hours together.
Right.
We can go to a game and spend 4 or 5 hours and hollering and screaming and having a good time. I'm telling you, we had a Super Bowl party at our church. Uh-huh. We were there. We started at 5:30. Everybody started coming in, bringing their food. We didn't get out of there almost 11 o'clock.
I bet.
Nobody complained. I didn't hear anybody complaining.
I bet they didn't.
They didn't complain.
That's right.
But when we come to church, you know, you can see on their face, like, when's she going to sit down? But I'm glad you're there. I'm glad they come, you know.
Yes.
But still, and that's just another trick of the enemy. Like I tell our young people, you know, I'm like, being saved is not boring.
No, it's not.
There's a lot of life in being saved. It is life.
Yes, it is.
It is life.
it is life,
you know.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
If you don't have a Christ, you're like a dead
man
walking.
That's
right?
That's it.
Dead. They show a series of that every
I know.
Year.
Walking I know.
Dead.
Walking
and that's
dead.
That's a reality.
It's a reality. Walking dead. You have no inspirations.
No.
There's no expectations. There's no desire. It's like, why live here on earth like that?
Right.
Especially, you know, if you got Christ, you shouldn't be living your life like that.
No.
This is 2020, and I keep telling the saints at our church that this is the year of vision, validation, and victory.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to go after it. You got
to
do those things.
It's not gonna come to
you, right? No, you got to work. You got to go after those spiritual things, you know, those things that God wants you to have. It's okay to go after them.
Well, everyone heard that. Pastor Jackie said, we got to work.
We got to work.
It's not just going to come to us, you know, like we said, back watching TV.
No.
Knock, 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 knock.
No.
Who's that at the door? Oh,
no.
That's wisdom, and that's victory.
Yeah.
And that's validation.
Yeah,
oh,
right,
no.
Right. You got to work at it. You got to go get it, you know. And the scripture tells us that even it says a bishop, the person that desires to be a bishop, mm-hmm. desires a great work. So there's work in it.
Yeah.
But it's a good work.
Yes, it is.
It's good working for the kingdom.
It is.
You can get tired, but it's still good.
Yes, it is good. I don't know what I'd do without going to church. And sometimes I think, well, I only go twice a week. Unless we got something else going on.
Yes.
Try to go to a seminar or something like that. And I think sometimes I get up in the morning, I don't really feel like going. But next thing I know, I'm up, I'm getting ready. You know, I'm on my way out there. But
it's just a part of you. It's a joy. It's just a part of me.
Yes.
This is what I do. And I, you know, and he says, do all things without murmuring and complaining.
Right.
So, you know, are you tired sometimes? Absolutely. We're still in a body that's decaying.
Yes.
So we get tired.
Yes, we do.
You know, you may catch a cold, but just be thankful that whatever step that you're taking is a good step.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
take a look. Go visit the nursing homes, the hospitals. So while we're complaining, some of these people can't even get up out of bed. Some of them don't even know that they're still in the land of the living. But we complain. I think, Miss Linda, the older I get, the less I complain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think I shake my head sometimes, think about some of the things I used to complain about. Like, oh, wow, really?
Nothing now, right?
Right. Oh. I'm just appreciative of everything that I have, even when the Lord uses me on Sunday, an imperfect person,
mm-hmm.
to give out a perfect word.
Right.
To me, that's so phenomenal. That's so amazing, with all of my flaws and defects. But God yet called me to give the word. So I'm humbled by that. I'm very humbled by that. I would never, ever, I'm a preacher. I'm humbled by that. I'm humbled. Even for me to be able to remember the word, I'm humbled by that.
Yes.
You know, because when we get older, you start forgetting stuff. You start writing it down.
He brings it back to your
remembrance. He will when you stand on your feet sometime. And the way the Holy Spirit just began to move, it's so amazing to me.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
It's amazing.
And you can go too, Pastor Jackie. I'll tell anybody. That woman can go.
Oh, my God. To God be the glory, I tell you.
If you've never heard her bring a word, you're missing it.
Oh.
She can.
God bless you. God bless you. And I'm the least of it. I think there's so many people so much smarter than me, and they can articulate the word so much better than me. And at one point in my life, I was saying, like, God, I wish I was like so-and-so. And the Lord came to me and said, that's an insult. That's an insult. Because what I give you is the way I give it to you.
Right.
You just give it out the way, you know. And I stopped doing that. I'm like, oh, whatever way you want to use me, God, I'm available.
Yes.
But to be envied, you know, like, you know, mm-hmm. I didn't really think I meant anything. I did, because I said, I wished I could preach like so-and-so or do like, mm-hmm. teach like so-and-so. You know, it's good to.
And I understand.
But. When you get to that place where you're envying, then he had to check me and said, you know, you're insulting me.
I've been there.
Yeah.
As a minister, even at my church, you know, and I get up, well, I don't speak like her. She's so articulate and all that kind of stuff. And I even set myself down once.
Wow, really?
I really did because I felt like I wasn't effective.
Qualified, wasn't effective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you never, I always say, excuse me, if I can just reach one person.
That's true.
My teaching was not in vain.
That's true.
So God will perfect your, he'll perfect your skills.
Yes.
But we got to just work with, though again, it's work.
Yes, it
you got to go after doing better. Don't just get lazy
right.
because, oh, I can't do it the way they do. No, you continue to work at it and allow the Lord, the Holy Spirit, to do what he needs to do. But never envy someone else. Because
right.
some people, you know, they went to school, they've got those degrees, and I'm proud of them.
Me too.
I am proud when people get their degrees and things and they got the letters behind their names. Listen, I do not envy that at all, because again, that took work.
Yes, it did.
It took time, it took money,
mm-hmm.
it took sacrifice.
Right.
So I understand that. So I kudos to those that do it. You know, I'm like, I'm almost 64 now. I don't know if I can go back to school.
You might not even want to. That's where I am.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by people who go, but I really don't want to go.
I'm at the point where I get so much, you know, I seminars and conferences and things like that. Absolutely. Because I always want to better myself.
Of course,
but
like
trying
that,
to get myself into a 4-year college right now, I know me. I just be honest.
Right.
I just right now, and I know there's people that go back to school at this age or whatever. I got too much going on, and I know I can't. I just can't do it.
Because you're busy in the community. You have your own church.
Absolutely, and that in itself.
Yes, it's a lot.
That's a lot when you've got ministries.
You have a husband.
A husband.
You
your counseling.
Grandchildren.
Grandchildren. Great grandchildren. You're out in the community, like you say, and there's a lot. I'm here on the TV, radio station
yes,
with
you are.
Today. But you know, it's just what God gives you to do.
Right.
You have to work with it. But then I have to bring myself back in sometimes, because I prayed this morning, God, I need some balance now. I'm getting out of balance.
I understand the rest of what you spoke over me.
You do.
Get out that tablet, get to writing.
Yes.
See, like I told you, God only knows
yes.
what people be thinking.
Right.
So, and I had, like I said, I set myself down, you know, but evidently he wants me to get back up.
Exactly.
He wants to use me more.
Oh, you know? Absolutely.
So I got to get my tablet. Well, I did get the tablet out.
Did you get it?
I've been writing.
You've been writing? Good.
Things, yes.
That's
yes,
good.
Yes,
that's
yes.
good. God, he's not through with you yet. There's
Amen.
There's so much that you have in you that has to come out.
Yes.
You've got to leave it, you know. So many people, they leave the earth, but they carry so much with them. That,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I
want
to empty myself.
Me too.
I want to empty myself.
I do.
Because like you said, our legacy, even with my own children,
mm-hmm.
and I know that's my congregation right there, my
mm-hmm.
own children, my own grandchildren, and
yes.
grandbabies, you know, to minister to them. And
yes.
And also, that they have a chance. To
that's, right.
Christ,
that's right. That's right.
You know, and a lot of people, like you said, if the parents aren't going to church and the children are not going to church, Who's leading them to Christ?
That's right. That's right.
You know, that is the empowering part. Yeah. And that's where we get our strength from, yeah. One another. I can talk about a lot of things, and I hear a lot of people talking about the newfound knowledge they have of who we supposed to be really mm-hmm. are, the children of Israel from mm-hmm. of old, and we were the ones who were distributed all over the world, and this is what they're preaching. Mm-hmm. But are you preaching Christ?
Are you preaching Christ?
Are you
and him crucified? That's it. The history is good. Absolutely good.
The other night and asked me, was Christ nailed to a cross or on a tree? And I said, well, what makes a difference?
He was nailed.
Yes, he was nailed.
The blood
he
came
died.
Streaming down.
He died for me.
To me, that's not, that cross had to be made out of a tree.
That's what I'm saying, it's all wood.
It's all right. Wood. He was nailed to wood.
Right.
They nailed his hands. They nailed his feet.
Yes, they did.
They put thorns on his hand.
Yes, absolutely.
They pierced him in the side.
Yes.
They spit in his face.
Yes, they did.
He took all of that abuse.
Yes.
For me.
Yes,
I make it very personal.
Yes.
I make that thing very personable.
Yes.
And not just for me, but for all
you.
Of us, even you, those that haven't even came yet.
Right.
You have the opportunity to come. What love
yes.
that a man would lay down his life for us.
Yes.
Sinners.
Wretch.
Wretches undone. But yet he did it.
Yes, he did.
And it's a faith walk. I believe that he did it. You know, people are saying, well, you can't prove it. You can't. Well, listen, it goes all the way back. Every time they try to disprove that God's not God, but they keep on, they get stuck.
Yes.
They get stuck trying to disprove him. Evolution. They can't disprove
no, they cannot.
So yeah. It's a faith walk, and I desire to walk by faith. And that's what I do. I walk by faith, and I believe that he did it for me. He got up out of that grave.
I was so appalled. What are you calling me and asking me this question? What does that have to do with my salvation?
Exactly.
And your salvation? Are
exactly.
you saved?
Exactly. Are you saved?
You know what?
So what if he died on the what if it was a tree? And what if it was a cross? Right. If you think about it,
that's not important that he died. Oh, it's not important that he died for you and died for me for our sins?
Yes, it's important. It's important to me. And you know, Miss Linda, at some point you have to just, you can't debate and argue with people, because unless they're truly seeking the truth or seeking about salvation, sometimes we have to shake the dust off of our feet. Because, excuse me, it's almost like a trap. They want to trap you into something.
Yeah.
So it's like, I know what I believe.
Right.
And I'm not going to change your mind.
Right.
You're not going to change my mind.
But
one thing we will do is we will respect one another.
Right.
I truly believe. And you have to respect a person for that's how they believe.
Right.
When we get into, and we're into this disrespecting right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're disrespecting each other. We're disrespecting cultures, you know. And it's really bad right now.
I think so, too.
It's really bad, you know. I'm an African-American. You are a Caucasian. Let's respect that.
Yes.
That's who you are. There's nothing we can do to change that. So let's just, you know, you believe like this, I believe like this. Okay. But one thing that we do have in common is we are human beings.
Yes, we are.
We are human beings.
God's creation.
He created every last one of us. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is amazing. Yes.
He created the heavens and the earth. Yes, all different. He did. He made us all different. Oh my God. Even the hairs on our head, they're numbered, and he knows them. Man, we serve a mighty God.
Yes,
Elohim mighty.
Yes, he is.
El Shaddai.
Yes.
The God that hears us.
Yes.
El Raha, the God that sees us. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, it is.
It's just amazing to me.
He hears and understands.
And understands us.
Sometimes I don't understand myself.
I know, but he understands. He understands. So that's the type of God that we serve, and we want to invite as many as we can to come along with us.
Yes.
But again, we can't make them.
No.
Jesus didn't make us receive him
free.
You have to accept him. You have to accept him. He's not going to push himself down your throat and make you accept him.
Like they say, he's a gentleman.
He's
right?
a gentleman. Truly, he is. He will not. And just, and when you think about life as you're going through life, and you see that in his word, he's left in his word the situation that you may be going through, it just amazes me. Like nothing's new under the sun. Whatever we're going through is already just, you can find it in the word, and you can find an answer for it. That's just, that to me is just, you know, phenomenal.
How did you know, Lord?
How did you know? I mean, we've spent this whole show talking about Jesus here.
Of course. They understood. I was like, I got Pastor Jackie on today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's going to talk to us about the year 2020.
And I love him.
I would like for you to just give our listeners a blessing. We have about 3 minutes.
Okay. Well, I really want the people in this year, when I started out, is seek the Lord for wisdom. Seek the Lord for understanding in this year, because there's some things that's hitting the earth this year. Even though it's the year vision, there's some things that's hitting the earth that we must be prepared to be able to handle. And if we don't have the wisdom of God and the direction of God, you may find yourself in a hardship place. So I pray that those that are listening, that they go hard after God this year. Hard after God. You know, we have the little cliches that we say, 2020 visions and all that. But it's true. God wants us to be able to see this year in a way that we've never seen before, because some things are happening in this year that we need to have the vision of God. We need to see things through the eyes of Christ. We need to see this. We used to say, what would Jesus do?
Right.
We want to be able to do that. And I pray for all of those that's listening on today. I pray your strength in the Lord. And I pray that you be encouraged. I pray your family be encouraged. I pray your children be encouraged. And whatever your need is, I pray that God provide that need for you in this year. Amen.
I know those of you who are listening received those kind words of Christ that came through Pastor Jackie Peterson. And she's been a stark supporter of this Voice of a People, the program that
Absolutely.
We're on right now from the very beginning. And I thank God for her support. I thank God for her congregation. I mean, even they respect the fact that she supports this program. And at least she was able to give us Christ today, and it's so needed. And we all know that January 1, that disease, what's it called? Coronavirus, China. It seems to be out of control, even though they say the deficit is not really as high.
So just something hitting the earth.
Yeah, hitting the earth. Mm-hmm. And that's just an example of what she's talking about. You know, are we ready to meet Christ at any time? Are we ready? And he said, you know, you worried about the end of time? Be ready, because you know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man cometh. And it's going to be an hour that we think not.
That's right.
That's what he says.
That's right.
When we think not. So we want to be on a good foot.
Amen.
Thank you once again.
God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Yes.
And I look forward to coming back again.
Of course. We'll try to do that a little sooner. Thank you for listening to Voice of a People with Linda Sims here on WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. Till next time, be blessed. See you next week. Bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio. Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.
The dog in the bank, world famous from St. Martin.
Is that called sangria?
Huh?
It's not sangria.
Oh, no, sangria is in Italy. This is guava berry juice.
Guava berry.
Have you ever heard of guava berry?
I have had a lot of guava berry juice, non-alcoholic.
This has got guava berries in it in the bottom, and it's called guava berry rum.
Oh, okay.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola.
Yeah. By the way, I do want to wish a happy 95th birthday to Jane Meadows. Turned 95.
You have to get her on if you get through her secretaries.
Her secretaries are difficult to get through. Once you get to Jane, you're okay, but the secretaries are
it's
a little difficult.
It's a force field it's around.
Yeah, force field around Jane Meadows. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage